Escape to the Rome Apartment. The Italian Escape, Book 3. Written by Kerry Fisher and read by Emma Spurgeon Hussey. I'd never really bought into the idea of ordinary days, weeks, months, because we rarely get much warning when life is going to change forever. As anyone who's had an unplanned pregnancy, the first inkling of a serious illness, a chance meeting that leads to a love affair, a sudden windfall, would know. I was willing to bet that plenty of those days started with a cup of tea and a rush to put the washing on before dashing out the door to work. Unexpected life-changing events rarely have a man with a trumpet walking in front of them, like an inappropriate funeral director leading a cortege. But as far as Wednesdays went, there weren't any signs that today would be different from any other day. I hadn't even had a swig of tea before my husband, Declan, launched into a rant about our 21-year-old son, Callum, finishing off the last of his, rather than the, porridge, and leaving a scattering of oats and an empty box to clear up into the bargain.
Who does he think is going to tidy up after him?
I didn't say, the same person that you think will clear up after you, though the words hovered around my mouth like a cloud of summer midges. I frowned at the mountain of dirty dishes piled on the work surface, while Declan harumphed over his yogurt and granola. My twin son's very important jobs in London meant that only I, with my piddling career as lifestyle editor at a prestigious women's magazine, had the headspace for pedestrian chores like emptying the dishwasher and stacking crockery. It made a mockery of my frequent announcements when I was pregnant in 2002 that, as soon as my kids are old enough, I'm going to get them cooking and hoovering. What a roaring success that had turned out to be. Callum's fry-ups after a boozy night out regularly set off the smoke alarm at 1 in the morning. Finn had never grown out of his aversion to anything green and could still barely grill a sausage. Instead of having breakfast, I headed up for a shower before Declan read me any more doom-laden headlines about rising inflation and everything else that meant there was no money for joyful things. Unless, of course, he needed a new mountain bike, iPhone or posh shoes. I can't turn up to meetings in a pair of M&S loafers. The sight of the bare loo roll holder in the bathroom made me want to ring my sons at work to demand who the culprit was. Sometimes I'd launch into a spectacular shout about how they'd all be up a gum tree if I collapsed with the exhaustion of doing it all. Declan would then bellow at the boys for being so lazy, while continuing to step over his own shoes. Most days, I focused on all that was positive, which allowed me to rumble along, glossing over things. My sons, who made me laugh, who turned out to be decent men, whom the years or a feisty girlfriend would teach to be more considerate where I'd failed. Today, though, the negatives were claiming centre stage, mainly to do with Declan, the husband I'd separated from in the pandemic, but 3 years later, hadn't quite got round to leaving.